Hello, my name is Archer Hemsley. The book The Doldrums by Nicholas Gannon is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was just an 11-year-old boy that would talk to literal stuffed animals. Everyone thought my dad's side of the family was weird, even my mom. Lots of people also thought my house was a museum, mostly because of the animals. I also didn't have any friends at the time either. But that all changed when I got the newspaper one day. It had said my grandparents had died, but I didn't believe it. It said they were trapped on a glacier that seemed like it was going to fall soon and nobody could find them. Now I am more confident and I have friends. I am going to get my grandparents back, but I can only do that with my friends, so we made a plan. It was kind of weird at first, but it got better. If you would like to read Nicholas Gannon's book about me, there are some words you would need to know: doldrums, weeklies, and barreling. Here is a sneak peek on the book. Chapter 1, Hemsley House. Archer didn't have a dog or cat like many children do, but he did have an ostrich, a badger, and a giraffe. Hemsley House was filled with creatures on all four floors and in all of the rooms. They lined the narrow staircases and still the narrower halls. They were all stuffed with fluff and couldn't do a thing. But that didn't bother Archer, and because he had no brothers or sisters to speak to, Archer spoke to the animals. "Good morning, Badger," Archer said on his way to the kitchen. "How's the weather?" "I'm sorry to say, the rainy autumn continues," the badger replied. "This moisture does a terrible number on the fur. Just look at this poof." Archer gave the badger a pat on the head. "I never would have noticed," he lied. The badger's fur always looked a frightful mess when the humidity was high. I chose this part of the book because that way you'd get the feeling of this book. Thanks for listening.